Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. Before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It!" You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Yeah. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Lynn have any songs of her own? Not her grandmother's, but hers.
She recorded a couple things I have, I think. Let me look and see what I have.
About Trey Twitty?
Trey has not really done anything, but he and Taylor are recording a couple of things now, as a matter of fact. So hopefully soon.
Okay. Can I hear something by them?
Sure. I'll get you fixed up.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I was born with coal dust in my veins and wild mountain laurel in my hair. Spent many a summer hour on a rocking old porch swing just to sing about her daddy. The rivers of Kentucky seem to run right through my dreams, and there are nights they carry me away. I can see the faces, I can taste the bitter cold.
Taylor Lynn. She's going to be back as well for our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival coming up in March. Looking forward to that. She'll be with us on the last weekend. She'll be doing a special Facebook show as well at our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. And then, of course, part of our concert in the afternoon at the Civic Center, and then the dance that night as well. So always looking forward to having Taylor Lynn around, without a doubt. Well, we played a little Merle Haggard music earlier in the program. Scott Haggard, our special guest tonight on the Hits Radio program, had a request for this particular Haggard tune that he cut back several years ago. A neat little tune that Merle wrote. Of course, Merle wrote so many of his songs throughout the years, but this was a neat song called "I'll Leave the Bottle on the Bar." Here's Merle Haggard.
Tracy, you've been busy tonight, young man.
Been a good night tonight.
If you get the opportunity, would you play my Dolly and my George?
I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know.
kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love, and I will always love you, I will always love you, I will always love you.
Thank you. What kind of a girl would do the things you're asking me to without wedding rings? Is it what you must do to prove you're a man? What kind of a girl?
There's a smile on the lips I haven't kissed for a long, long while. I'm talking to your picture through days so cold and black, but it does no good 'cause pictures can't. Faded with the time, and its color's almost gone. It helps me to remember a love that went so wrong. I'm talking to your picture through days so cold and black. Does no good 'cause pictures can't talk back. With the time and the color's almost gone, it helps me to remember a love that went so wrong. Yes, I'm talking to your picture through days so cold and black. Does no good 'cause pictures can't talk back. It does no good 'cause pictures can't talk back.
Zach Jones and I were communicating today about some Johnny Paycheck stories and music, and there's Johnny Paycheck and Daryl McCall, whom first went together. They both went together to Nashville in 1958, and then they teamed up together later in years to record that as a duet record. Great song called Pictures Can't Talk Back. Looking forward to working with Tony Booth next week. We'll be in Canton, Texas next week for their big Western Swing Festival there in Canton, Western Swing and Honky Tonk Festival. Looking forward to that. Tony Booth and Justin Trevino will be performing next Friday, a week from tomorrow, if you get a chance. If you're around Canton, Texas, be sure and join us at the Canton Civic Center. Tony Booth will probably be singing this song.
Each and every night, she sits waiting till it's become a part of her life. She wonders if she's been enough woman while trying to be a good wife. So she fixes her makeup, brushes her hair, walks to the corner to see if I'm there. Though the jukebox is playing, the music is loud, I hear her voice echo over the crowd. Is this all there is to a honky-tonk? Is this what keeps you from me every night? Is this all there is to a honky-tonk? Just bar stools and cheap California red wine. And looked into her eyes. It doesn't take me long to realize that what I've been looking for, I won't find in this place. All that I need, I see in her face.
Can I help you? I'm doing just great tonight.
What keeps you from me every night? Is this all there is to a honky-tonk? Just bar stools and cheap California red wine.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, please.
You're welcome.
Very interesting interviews you had there tonight.
Well, thank you.
And appreciate listening to you. There's a country pop singer. He's been dead for several years, but he was quite popular at one time, and he had a couple of country songs as hits. And I haven't heard him in a long time, and I was hoping, well, if anybody's got him, it will be that young man at Brady.
Okay.
And it was his name was Billy Joe Royal.
Oh yeah.
And one of his songs was Down in the Boondocks.
Yes.
It was real popular.
Yes.
And the other one was Boardwalk Angel.
Yes. Yes. And you know what my favorite song by him was? Pin a Note on Your Pillow. Remember that song? Did you ever hear that?
I can't remember the name of it. I know the song you're talking about, yeah. but I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
That's funny. I had a, and I don't mean to be long-winded, but I had a good friend who was a jukebox king of West Central Texas years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he used to say that he raised three kids on Papa Top, Whiskey River, Down in the Boondocks, and Boardwalk Angel. And he said that in those old honky-tonks, beer joints out there in West Texas, he'd put them on four, five, six times.
I love that. I love that. That's great. So,
okay,
I'll sure take care of you tonight.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. True, I hadn't played those songs in a long time. Billy Joe Royal for you. Always like Billy Joe's voice. He was a great artist in this business, and he left us way too soon, without a doubt. But I'm going to go back, and I was mentioning this song. Of all the songs he recorded throughout his long career, this was my favorite Billy Joe Royal song that he recorded. This is one called I'll Pin a Note on Your Pillow.
Stop trying. The only time we're touching is when we pass. gone. I might as well believe it.
I'll put a note on your pillow from Billy Joe Royal here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program tonight. Certainly devastated about the loss of some of our friends this past week. Skibo Norris, who was a longtime disc jockey on KBAL radio there in San Saba. And then he had his own Picking on the Oldies internet radio show, which was very successful. And he certainly emceed a lot of rodeos and emceed a lot of country music shows throughout the years. And I always enjoyed spending time with Skibo, especially out in Ruidoso. We did the Lincoln County Cowboy Symposium every year for a long time, and Skibo was always there. And then, of course, the San Angelo Cowboy Gathering, he emceed that each year. But always enjoyed seeing him, and certainly appreciate what he did for this music business. And we're going to miss Skibo Norris very, very much. And while we were in Branson last week, we got the call that my cousin Tina Busey had passed away much too soon. She was 56 years old, and of course, it's always hard to lose family members, but especially whenever they're that young. And our condolences out to Dale and Shirley and all the rest of the family on Tina's passing. And then I heard got the call this morning that Frankie McGee passed away. Frankie was a longtime volunteer for us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. 25 year she's involved with us, and went to all of our shows and all of our dances and on all of our bus tours, and just a very special lady to us. And we'll certainly miss Frankie McGee without a doubt. I want to do this song especially for all three of them tonight. Here's one from George Hamilton IV and George Hamilton V. Here's one called We Will Meet Again, because I know we will.
They told me you'd be leaving. You'd be leaving us behind. Soon you'd go walking through that valley. They said it was only a matter of time.
Well, I will surely miss you, and how I wish you would not go. But there are some things that we can't change, and some answers we may never know.
But we will meet again somewhere on the other side. We'll walk hand in hand. It's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end. Cause we will meet again. All the seeds that you once planted, they are now flowers out in the field. Oh, but someday We will be gathered for to join you high upon the hill. Somewhere on other side, we'll walk hand in hand. It's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end.
No, it ain't.
'Cause we will be again.
A while ago you were saying some singer had moved here to Brady and I didn't get their name.
His name is Jared Johnson.
Jared Johnson.
Yeah, he's a young man that been a songwriter and singer for a long time, and he bought the Bill Spiller house on North Bridge Street.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
Yeah, they're glad to have him in Brady.
Yeah, we are. And who was the other person that was there at your tonight in the studio?
Merle Haggard's son, Scott Haggard.
Oh, well, was his mother Leona Williams?
No, Leona and Merle never had any children.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't have any kids.
But was Leona married to Merle Haggard at one time?
Yeah, he had two wives named Leona. His first wife was named Leona, and then Leona Williams, he and Leona Williams married, I think she was either the third or fourth wife. But they never had any children together. He had children with his first wife, Leona, his first wife, but not with Leona Williams.
Oh, okay.
It's a complicated life. And he was never married to Scott's mother.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Well, thank you. You can play Everything's Gonna Be All Right or for me, please.
I'll do it for you.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All or nothing, it's all on you. You want to win, but sometimes you lose. You do your best and hold your head up high. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new light. Everything's gonna be alright. Turn on the news and it's bad again. Makes you wonder if it ever ends. Love's flowing somewhere deep and wide. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new night. Everything's gonna be alright. Say a prayer and a voice from inside says everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new light. Everything's gonna be alright. Streets are empty and buildings are bare. Troubled hearts beating everywhere. Hold on to each other, hold on tight. Everything's gonna be alright.
Pidcock Storage is proud to announce the opening of our brand new location at 804 San Angelo Highway, right behind the Heart of Texas Event Center. Now with four locations and over 200 units in various sizes to serve you, Pidcock Storage can take care of all of your storage needs. Call us today at 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. Pidcock Storage, now with four locations and over 200 units to serve you.
Brady has its very own pub and grill located in the historic True Country Inn Hotel on the town square. The Hair of the Hog is a great place for locals and travelers alike to relax and socialize in a warm and Texas-friendly environment. Doors open at 5 p.m., so join us for happy hour and our nightly common knowledge trivia game. Or take the stage and feel like a star in our beautiful ballroom for karaoke. Check out the pub menu and nightly specials like our delicious $1.50 Taco Tuesday, Willy Dog Wednesday, or our savory Pancho Villa Nachos and much more. Sign up for our pool tournaments every Saturday. So join the fun, relax and unwind at your local pub and be a part of the family here at the Hair of the Hog on the corner of Church and Main.
Located in the True Country Hotel, the Hair of the Hog Saloon also has to-go orders at 325-792-6476.
Have you been dreaming about owning a new home? Commercial National Bank should be your first choice to finance your dream. We offer low closing costs and convenient terms. Your home loan stays local where our friendly loan officers can assist you and is not sold to some bigger bank in another state. I am Zach Jones, Vice President, and I encourage you to call or come by Commercial National Bank so we can discuss how to make all your home ownership dreams come true. Commercial National Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Tracy Pidcock.
Yes, sir.
Can you play a song by Mr. Johnny Rod, Down the Rio Grande?
Sure.
And then Wasted Days by Mr. Freddie Fender?
I'll do them for you tonight.
Appreciate it, Tracy.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, bye-bye. Sir.
Playing down on the Rio Grande. Fox News Alert, I'm Rich Dennison. Former President Bill Clinton has been hospitalized in California.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.